One of the things I think it's hard for us to do is just kind of be aware of the seasons. And we can look at the seasons, the natural seasons, and be pretty much aware of those changes that are coming and going. But when it comes to the spiritual things, sometimes that's a harder thing for us to realize and to see. And in the Bible study that we have, we've been looking through the book of Luke. Specifically, we spent the last couple of times looking at the Luke chapter 21. And I just want to read some verses there. And I think these are so, the entirety of chapter 21 of Luke is so exciting to me because it starts off with the disciples and they see the widow and the widow's mite and they're looking at the temple and they see the widow give. And we all know that story and the reaction that Jesus had. And you can kind of see that the disciples and Jesus are looking to, they're not at the temple, they're looking at the temple, they're watching these events take place. Jesus comments, of course, on the widow, but then it also begins a process of some questions that his disciples are asking Jesus himself. They're asking about the temple itself, and they're also asking about the end of days. They want to know what's coming. And so the bulk of chapter 21 in the book of Luke is Jesus explaining what's going to happen in the end of days. But the really neat thing is when you read through this, you can see that he's going back and forth because there's parallel versions of this in the book of Mark and also in Matthew 24, parallel versions of this story. But while the other versions really focus on the end of days, on the end of time, on the last days, while Jesus talks about it here, when Luke looks at it, when Luke covers it, he's also revealing the specific things that Jesus is saying to the disciples themselves about the things that they're going to see and the things that they will witness in their lives. And you have to remember that this whole thing started as they're looking at the temple and the questions even being asked about the temple itself and the things that are going on at the temple. And so when you read through chapter 21 of Luke, you have to keep those things in mind. And one of the great things is you can see that in some of the, as you go through the chapter, in some of the verses, Jesus is specifically talking to the disciples and saying, you as my followers, you as Jews, these are the things that you're going to see take place in your lifetime. But there's other places where he talks about, clearly he's looking towards the end, because he does talk about when the age of the Gentiles is fulfilled. That's talking about the end of this age that you and I are living in, this, what we call the church age. At the end of that time, these are the things that will take place as well. So it's very cool just to read through this and to see as Jesus is explaining to the disciples what they're going to see and also what we are going to see and what comes at the end. So bear that in mind. I want to read to you some of the verses in there. I'm going to start with verse number 24. And he just got done talking about, let me just read starting verse number 20. But when you see Jerusalem, again, he's speaking directly to the disciples. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart. And let not those who are in the country enter her. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant and those who are nursing with babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon the people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, this is one of those things that we read with, oh my gosh, I want to live in those end times and how terrible it's going to be when these things happen and nursing mothers and people just wanting to die and you see all that. That's not what he's saying here. He's talking to the disciples about what they're going to see in their life. Now, we know this because he's talking about, you know, they're going to fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive to all nations. That's not talking about a future time for us. That's talking about what was in front of the disciples, of what they were going to see as Jews of that time period. This is what they were going to see, and it was going to be taking place until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So what Jesus is telling the disciples is you guys are watching a spiritual season of change. You're seeing that there's a season of change coming from a spiritual perspective, unlike any other time in the course of human events. Because what they were going to see in their lifetime, and again, remember, this whole chapter starts with the disciples looking at and they're talking about the temple. And they ask Jesus what's going to come. And Jesus is telling them that there's changes that are coming. You're going to see the armies come and surround Jerusalem. It's key to remember that in this section, now, in the verses that come right after this, he's talking about the end times. But in these verses, he's talking to the disciples and telling them exactly what they are going to see in the days that are ahead, in their lifetime, they're going to see. Now, Jesus is sharing this in roughly the year 33 AD. We know that in the year 70 AD, the Romans come, the Romans destroy Jerusalem, and the Romans destroy the temple itself. So that just as the prophecy that had been said before, no two stones of the temple will be left one on top of another. And this is exactly what happened in the year 70 AD. So there would have been some of these Jews, some of these disciples still alive at that time. Within their lifetime, they would see this. So Jesus is saying, listen, you're going to see a time coming when you're going to see Jerusalem surrounded by armies. That's the Romans. And you're going to be taken captive into other nations. That's the beginning of the time of the disbursement of the Jews. From that time forward, the Jews were dispersed all across the globe until 1948 when they came back to Israel and once again created the nation of Israel. Jesus is saying in your lifetime, you're going to see a change that's taking place because the Jews, the disciples, and the Jews of the time were looking for a Messiah to come who was going to overthrow Rome and establish a kingdom, a natural kingdom, a kingdom here on earth, which was not what the intention of Jesus was. He was creating that kingdom inside of us, that kingdom on the spiritual side that gives us liberty and freedom and power through him. The greater of, if you're going to have a choice, that's the greater of the two things, the two possible solutions you could have. But the Jews of the time were looking in the natural. And Jesus is saying, you're going to see the armies coming. When that comes, these bad things are going to happen. You're going to be led away captive, and many will die by the sword. All of these things that he says in verse 20 through verse 24 all took place in the year 70 AD. But it's also important to note that at the end of verse 24 that he says that these things will be trampled by the Gentiles. Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So now he's moving on ahead. Now he's moved beyond what they're going to see, and he's moving ahead towards the end times. And that's where verses 25 through 28 talk about those things we'll see at the end. But to really understand all of this and its relevance, and there is a key to this, we have to go down to verse number 29 and read verses 29 through 31. Now remember, he's told them about what's going to happen in Jerusalem. He's told them what they're going to see in their life with the temple being destroyed. He's told them what's going to come. That's going to then enter in or begin the time of the Gentiles. And with the time of the Gentiles, that time of the Gentiles is going to come. And then at the end of the time of the Gentiles, the Son of Man is going to come back again. And those are the things he talks about in verses 25 through 28. But then he takes a little break there, and as Jesus so often does, he gives a parable so they can better understand it. And he says, then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they're already budding, you see and you know yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. So he's saying to them, listen, you can see with your eyes, with your natural senses, you can tell when there's a season of change, when there's a change of seasons coming. You can tell by the leaves on the trees, either by their coming or their going, you can tell that there's a change of season that's on the way. You can look at the things in the natural, and you can look at the things of the climate, and we can do the same thing. We do the same things in our lives. We look and we note the changes. We see certain things. When the leaves start to turn color, we know there's a change of season that's coming. When the leaves are off the trees and the snow starts falling, we know there's a change of season coming. When all of a sudden the buds start to come back on the trees, we know there's a change of season coming. We can look at things and we can tell and sense, and we know when the seasons are changing. And Jesus is saying, you can see those things with your natural senses, but there's also spiritual seasons of change that are taking place. And you can sense and see and realize those spiritual seasons of change that are coming. If you look with your, not with your natural eyes, not with your natural senses, but if you look with your spiritual eyes and your spiritual sensitivity to the things that are taking place, if you have eyes that are open and ears that will hear, you will know from the Lord the spiritual seasons that are changing and the changes that are coming. So he's telling them, in the same way that you know the changes of season by the things you see, so with your spiritual eyes, look and see there's a spiritual season of change coming. And letting them know there's a spirit of, or there's a spiritual season of change coming. What was that spiritual season of change that was coming? It's what he talked about with the time of the Gentiles. He's telling the disciples that, look, you ask what's coming. In your lifetimes, you're going to see this take place. where armies are going to surround Jerusalem. People will be put to the sword. It's going to be a time of misery, and you'll be taken captive to other nations. In other words, Israel or Jerusalem is going to be destroyed and occupied, and the Jewish people will no longer have Israel as their homeland. They'll be dispersed across the globe. Jesus said this is going to happen in your life. But he said, when you see it, realize that it's a change of a spiritual season. Why is that significant? Because they were seeing, think about what the disciples were hearing. They're being told that the time of the Jews is coming to a conclusion. Now, please understand, that doesn't mean that God is done with the Jews at all. Paul makes it really clear that that's not the case. And Revelation makes it clear. But there was a season of change that was taking place. And because, as Paul talks about, because that root, branches had been broken off the root. In other words, because the Jews rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior, branches were broken off. And other branches, the Gentiles, were grafted into it. But then later on, the Jews will be grafted in as well. So God still has a plan for the Jewish people. And it still is important and imperative for you and I to pray for the Jewish people and to pray for the nation of Israel. But he is saying that there's a time of change, there's a spiritual change coming from the beginning when God spoke to Abraham until this moment that's coming in their lives. God had always worked through the Jews, and there had been that Old Testament covenant, that old covenant, the law, is what they lived under. And it was represented by the fact that they had this temple and that God dwelled within the temple. Jesus is telling them, open your eyes. See that there's a spiritual change. There's a spiritual season of change that is coming. Open your eyes, see it, and realize it. That spiritual season of change is the Old Testament, the law, the old covenant, and God working through the Jews, that's coming to an end. That spiritual season is coming to an end. And it's going to be dramatically demonstrated when the temple itself is destroyed. The spiritual season of change really takes place, is initiated when Jesus himself goes to the cross, dies, and raises again. That begins the season of change. But they really see it demonstrated when the temple itself is destroyed. Jesus said that he was the fulfillment of the law. So the law is now the old season. That season is past. You can't live in that old season. This is a brand new spiritual season. And here's the expectations that I have for you. Here's the power that comes with that. And here's what your commission is in this new spiritual season. See it coming, recognize it, and be a part of that. They were going to see the greatest spiritual change since the Garden of Eden. The seasonal change is going to be the greatest seasonal change since the Garden of Eden, when the time of the law, the time of the Jews, is completed and fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And the time of the Jews comes to an end, and the time of the Gentiles, or the church age, begins. It's a spiritual season of change that they need to recognize. Jesus is telling them this, and as the temple, you know, the great thing about the one of the great spiritual aspects of the temple being destroyed is it is, again, a marker of that change, because the Holy Spirit, which once just dwelled, the presence of God dwelled only in the temple itself. But when the temple is gone because of Jesus Christ, and here's the other part of the spiritual season of change that Jesus is talking about. When the temple is destroyed, it's representative of God's presence no longer dwelling in the temple. But it's also representative of the fact that now, because of the work that Jesus Christ does, the presence of God, Jesus himself, dwells inside of us. Our spirits, if we accept the sacrifice that he made, our spirits become. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your spirit was cleansed and made whole. Your spirit was made righteousness. Your spirit is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And Jesus dwells within you. And the presence of God dwells within you. And he also talked about the coming of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit dwelling within us as well. These are the spiritual changes and the spiritual seasons of change that he said was taking place. That's why this is such a great story in Luke chapter 21. And while all that's relevant to us, here's the great point of relevancy. Jesus was telling them to look and to notice in the same way that you see the seasons of change spiritually taking, or you see the seasons of change taking place in the natural by the leaves and the trees. You can use your eyes, you can use your spiritual eyes, ears, and senses, and listen to what the Holy Spirit says and see the spiritual changes taking place. And as he was going through the story, he was talking about the spiritual change that they would see in their lives and the ushering of the time of the Gentiles, but he also was talking about the end of the age until the time of the Gentiles was fulfilled. In other words, there's another spiritual season of change coming. And you and I may get to see it in our lives in the same way that the disciples got to see it in theirs. We might see the next great spiritual season of change at the return of Jesus Christ. And that's why it's imperative for us to have our eyes focused on the things of the Lord, to sense that spiritual season of change that's coming. And if we're sensitive to it, we'll hear the leading of the Lord, we can live our lives in the power and the authority and the victory of Jesus Christ and win our family, our friends, our co-workers to that same knowledge. And you know what? If we sense that spiritual season of change coming, if we sense it and we're aware of it, we will be well motivated to make sure that those that we know, those that we love, and even those that we don't know, that we don't love, will be motivated, well motivated, to win them to the truth of Jesus Christ.